This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress sets criteria of geographical, provincial and inclusive balance for selection of ministers in new government. Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party decides to join CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli-led government. Search for dozens of people missing after landslide swept two buses in Trishuli River early morning yesterday continued today as well. And 71 people killed in Israeli strike on Gaza's humanitarian zone of Khan Yunis. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress Central Work Performance Committee has decided to set criteria for the selection of ministers to be sent to the new government. Nepali Congress Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat said that a meeting of the committee chaired by Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba decided to set criteria for the selection of ministers. He shared that the criteria for selection of the ministers would be determined on geographical, provincial and inclusive balance, qualification and contributions. Nepali Congress is doing groundwork on allocation of the ministerial responsibility. Preparations are underway for the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister along with the ministers. Likewise, the meeting also demanded the government intensify search for those missing in the tragic bus accident in Chitwan on Friday morning. CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has staked his claim for the Prime Minister with the support from the Nepali Congress on Friday itself. Meanwhile, the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party has decided to join the upcoming government to be formed under the premiership of CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli. Party's Whip Ram Prakash Chaudhary said a parliamentary party meeting of the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party held today made this decision and entrusted party chairman Mahanta Thakur to select the leader to join the government. Likewise, the parliamentary party meeting urged the government and the political parties to ensure an effective relief operation for the victims of flood, landslide and inundation. Search for dozens of people missing after landslide swept two buses into Trishuli River early morning yesterday continued today as well. Two dead bodies of men were found on Narayani Riverbank at Gairi in Gainakot Municipality 7, Nawalpur today afternoon. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Ped Bahadur Powdal of District Police Office Nawalpur said that the dead bodies were spotted after from a landslide of the Narayani River. DSP Powdal said the police also found the next body of around 20-year-old youth some 10 feet away from that of the first one. Three political parties of the Sudhur Pashchim province have urged Chief Minister Dirga Bahadur Sodari to pave way for the formation of new government in the province. The Nepali Congress, the CPN-UML and the Nagarik Unmukti Party organizing a press meet in Dhangadi made the request to the Chief Minister to resign from the post. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader of Sudhur Pashchim Province, Kamal Bahadur Shah, stressed on paving way for new government formation as Sodari-led province government fell on minority. A meeting of the House of Representatives earlier scheduled for Sunday has been reset for Monday. A notice issued by the Federal Parliament Secretariat General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey today, the House of Representatives meeting set for 3 p.m. Sunday could not take place in the stated time due to the special reasons and has been rescheduled in a way to convene the meeting at 1 p.m. Monday. Likewise, the National Assembly meeting earlier set for 1:15 p.m. Sunday has been rescheduled for 11:30 a.m. Monday as per the notice. A gang involved in trafficking of a 16-year-old girl to India has been sent to jail on the charge of human trafficking and smuggling and organized crime. Out of eight people sued in two separate cases, three got clean chit while five persons were sent to jail. A single bench of judge at District Court Dhading, Gopal Prasad Bastola, issued a verdict on Friday. In addition to jail term, they have been imposed fine and monetary compensation to the victim. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही मजाले चलाउने
*14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The 211th birth anniversary of Adikavi Bhanubhakta Acharya has been marked today by organizing various programs. Acharya was born at Chundi Ramgha in Tanahu on the 29th of Nepali month in 1871 Bikram Sambat. He is remembered for his contribution of immensely uniting the country through language, literature and culture by offering various creations. He translated the great epic Ramayana from Sanskrit to Nepali. Meanwhile, two literates, Professor Dr. Nobel Kishore Rai and Maya Thakuri, have been honored on the occasion of the 211th birth anniversary of Adikavi Bhanubhakta Acharya. At a program organized by Nepal Academy today, Speaker Devraj Khimire honored them for their remarkable contribution to the Nepali literature. They were also taken around the city in a carriage before conferring the honor. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 71 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds are wounded in Israeli military strikes on Al-Mawasi, located west of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. According to Al Jazeera, Gaza's Ministry of Health on Saturday confirmed the death toll of 71 people and injury of 289 others, including some critically wounded. The attack by Israeli warplanes targeted tents housing displaced Palestinians and a water distillation unit in an area which was designated a safe zone by the Israeli military. The victims were taken to the Nasir and Kuwaiti hospitals. The World Health Organization has donated assorted medical supplies, including drugs worth $9 million to the government of Malawi to support the country's public hospitals. According to Xinhua News Agency, the WHO country representative Nima Kimambo expressed her organization's desire to see public hospitals in Malawi well-stocked and people have better access to healthcare services when presenting the donation on Friday in Lilongwe. Malawian Minister of Health Kumbize Kandodo Chiponda held the donation, saying that the supplies will help address the shortage of medical supplies in the country's public hospitals. China has announced a new crackdown on its tightly controlled internet, taking aim at video apps and social media platforms to purge content deemed harmful to children. In a statement on Saturday, the country's internet watchdog said it was launching a two-month Clear and Bright campaign to effectively strengthen the protection of minors on the internet and create a healthier, safer online environment. The statement by the Cyberspace Administration of China said the move will rectify prominent problems related to short video and live streaming platforms, social media sites, online shopping platforms, app stores, smart services for children and online controls for minors. The ruling Communist Party strictly regulates the domestic web, censoring content deemed vulgar, ostentatious or politically subversive contents. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandak Province and Lumbini Province and at one or two places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province and Gandak Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress sets criteria of geographical, provincial and inclusive balance for selection of ministers in new government. Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party decides to join CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli-led government. Search for dozens of people missing after landslides swept two buses in Trishuli River early morning yesterday continued today as well. And 71 people killed in Israeli strike on Gaza's humanitarian zone of Khan Yunis. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.